Hello again. My name is Grace, and welcome those who are not here from the beginning. It's a good day. This is Mentaki Green Chapel International English Service, and I'm so happy to see all of you. These days, you don't know whom you will see, so when you see people gathered, you really praise God, because each one of us is coming, hoping the other one will also come. So I'm so blessed to see you and to know that you made it today. So welcome, and just feel at the feet of Jesus. Jesus is here. We are more than two, so trust me, Jesus is fully here, and he's here to minister to each one of us. So just open your heart, and Jesus will come in. He will fill you up. Yeah, that's what happens in a church, in a sanctuary like this one. Jesus comes and fills the hearts of people so that we go back home. We are full of Jesus. And that's why we are here. We are here to be filled with Jesus. So just open your heart. Just tell Jesus, fill me with more of yourself today, so that when I go back home, I will not be the same person. My cup will be full, and I'll be ready to give out. If you're not full, you have nothing to give out. And if you try to give out when you have nothing, you'll run dry, you'll burn out. But when we are here, Jesus wants to fill our hearts so that we have something to go and give. Because people are so discouraged, people are so gloomy, it's so dull everywhere. But Jesus is not dull. So when we are full of Jesus, we bring smiles to people's faces, we bring encouragement, we bring joy. And that's what I'm praying for you today, that Jesus will fill your heart with himself, so that when you go out, you'll be able to bring an encouragement to someone, uplift someone in your house or your neighbor or someone at your workplace, just to make a difference. So I'm going to read a scripture for you. Psalms chapter 27. This is the New International Version. Psalms chapter 27, it says this: "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear, or what shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when evil things advance against us to devour our flesh, when our enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes. For false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." Amen. So be blessed with that verse. This is time of testimonies or prayer requests or just something you want to share with us. Every one of you, each one of you, you're free to come here and talk to us. So please come and share with us what is on your heart. And we will all be blessed. Thank you.
I think all of you, though, our son Micah has been staying with the missionaries Art at Darcy up in Owasa, Kita Hiroshima Cho, and He's had some problems up there. He's had some good talks with Art. Art told my wife a couple days ago they've had some good really meaningful talks about a lot of things, but evidently my son finally decided he didn't want to live with them anymore. So he told that to Art. So yesterday, Art brought my son down to the Hiroshima Station area to a coffee shop there. They met with Pastor Horikawa, had a conversation there, and then Pastor Horikawa and Art left, and my son was at Hiroshima Station. He's talked about a lot of different things. He changes his mind a lot. His mind and heart are not fixed in any direction right now. And so he's talked about wanting to go back to Osaka. He's talked about wanting to live with the couple up in Shiga Prefecture. And he even called the lady up there, Debbie, about going back there. And she said, well, you can come back here if you promise to work. You'll have to work. You'll have to have a job. So right now, we don't know where he is. He might be in the Hiroshima area, or he might have decided to... We don't even really know how much money he had on him at the time that they left. So just ask your prayer for our son, Micah. Just pray that God will continue to work in his heart and life, and that God will lead him in the direction that's God's will for him. Thank you.
My name's Brando. I just want to just update. I asked for a prayer request a few weeks ago for a friend. I was going to have an operation for cancer. And she came back and she said she's doing well. Praise the Lord that everything went in part, not as she wanted it, but in the sense of the strength of the disease was not the level of cancer is really low, was really low considered to what she thought it was going to be. And then, so she doesn't need chemotherapy or any, just some medicine. And then when she left, she said, thanks for praying for me. And tell your congregations, thank you for the prayer. So then she's okay. So it's just a report. So praise the Lord for that. And then for our store, we've been busy, and the new employee, she's working well. He's adapting to our system and sales, so let's continue praying for that. And that be a witness to the people, you know, that that come to our shop. So I don't want to be fear. I don't want to share the fear with people. So it's just want to stay on. Like Grace say, carry Jesus with me, and then share with people instead of increasing the fear. So just keep some hope, and there is many problems that they've been here before. It will be here with us that we have to address, and we have to be here to support the people that we with. Many people with so many different problems, emotional and relational problems that need to be addressed, and they're looking for somebody just to hear some no wisdom, but just to hear some good reasoning. Because I heard so many times people cannot talk to somebody because they make a joke or just dismiss it, like I'd be okay, it's okay. But we as Christians, we know that right away it's like, oh, we need intercession. We can ask. We have an option, so we give that that alternative to whoever we talk to. If this is a problem, well, maybe we can pray. Then they see, like, what are you thinking of something else? So that's great. And when it's a great thing, it's a praise. Praise the Lord. And so I like to, when something good, I like to praise. And I say, thank you. I'm so happy for you. And praise the Lord. So. And this week I had a visitor from Guatemala. She moved to Japan, married to a British, and they live in Tokyo. And they just come to visit. And she was, and we were talking, and she started praising God. She must be a Christian because she was saying praise God and thanks God. And so they have a daughter, 6 years old. They just moved to Japan. And they'll settle here in Japan from now. So, no, in Tokyo. But they just came to visit because of the there's no work, so they decided. And then they found out about us, me being Guatemala. And so Guatemalan people already know about me. I found out about another lady in Ibaraki. I haven't met her yet, but, and then somebody sent me a letter from Fukuoka. I guess people have nothing to do, so they're just searching or something, and so they found something to do. And so I'm getting in touch with Guatemalans in Japan. So just pray the Lord that God uses in a good way. And for Makiko, rest. She has a lot of work. She gets into a lot of work, so she needs a lot of strength and guidance to know how to deal with that, the work that she's doing. So thank you.
Anyone else? So I shared with you before, my daughter Joyce will be finishing Hoikuen in about a week's time, and we have to separate from most of our friends because I think I mentioned before or not, when I moved to Hiroshima after about 1 year, we had to move our house to a new address, but I never thought that would mean our primary school will change. So I didn't change the Hoikuen because of the complications of finding a place, but we shifted across the big street. And so it's just when they distribute the primary school that I realized, oh, we are going to a different school than 90% of our classmates, you know. And so, like, we just have about a week to be with most of our friends. And I was thinking what we can do for our friends, especially children who have been very good to me and to Joyce. And I talked with Joyce that we write some letters for them and give them a gift. And I thought maybe it will be good for me to give them a Bible also from the church. So please pray with me. I'm thinking we make a small gift for each of our about 10 or 11 friends, and we put in a bag and we put a Bible. Of course, the kids cannot read a Bible. But my desire is that the parents can accept the gift and keep them for the children. I'm writing a small note for them that I know you can't read. This is a Bible. It's about God and Jesus. You can't read it now, but when you become big, I would like you to read. So please pray for us. I've had people who received Bibles, and that's how they came to know God. So I've always believed, even if we don't have so much opportunities to share the gospel with people, because most of them we just meet when we are picking our kids or dropping them, and we never see them again. So please pray for me. Pray for those children who receive the Bibles from me, that I just pray that their parents can keep for them. You know, those gifts you received and your parents like will keep them for you until you're big and they let you have them. I just pray that they will let these kids receive those Bibles and keep for them. So pray for us, because we are going to be distributing those in the course of this week, trying to give like one or two kids every day. Like, we can't meet them, so what I want to do, I just hope it's acceptable. I give the teacher the package and I tell them, please give this and this mother, because we don't meet. Everyone comes to pick their kids at different times, so we rarely meet with her friend's parents. So what I do, I give the teacher the package, and whatever time the parent comes to pick, they can go with it. So pray for that, and also pray for us, because we are going now to go to a new school, and I'm just praying that God will help us to make new friends, you know. Making new friends is really difficult, especially for us. But I'm just praying that God will help us to find new friends and new connections this new season from April as we join a new primary school. Of course, it's closer to us than the nursery school, because we used to cross the street to go to nursery school, but the primary school is now just, there's no major street. It's just like two or three blocks away. So it's close to us, and we are hoping that most of the kids are already in the neighborhood. Maybe they see us or they know us, but we are just praying that we can be able to make new friends from April and that Joyce can get used to the new environment. So please pray for us and many other kids also from this church. They'll be moving maybe to high school or junior high school. They have to make new friends for those whom schools will change. We just pray that God will be together with them in the new changes. So if there is nothing else, we will go to God in prayer.